You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And it is time for another edition, MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jen Langosch. And Jen, we're a week out. The winter meetings beckon. Nashville, I mean, wow, doesn't get much better. And it's going to be exciting. It always is. Do you think the Cardinals are going to be real busy at the winter meetings? Is there anything, I guess, Cardinals fans should be watching for?
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals, for in a change of pace, this organization could be front and center at the winter meetings next week. I mean, you think back the last couple years, really not since 2011 when the Cardinals went to the winter meetings that year in Dallas trying to re-sign Albert Pujols. Have they been big players at this time of year? The last 2 years in particular, they basically did all their shopping before Black Friday in November. So this year has been a little bit different. Obviously, the Cardinals ended November with the signing of Brian Peña to serve as their backup catcher, but they really haven't ticked off kind of those top items on their to-do list. They're still looking for a starting pitcher and are wading through even the top-tier part of the free agent market there. Negotiations with Hayward are ongoing. The Cardinals are still hopeful of bringing the right fielder back. And certainly if things don't end up as they wish with Hayward, they're going to jump into the fray for other offensive opportunities. So you add all that up together with the fact that to this point it's mostly just conversation. I think it sets up for what could be a pretty busy next 7 to 10 days for this organization, perhaps culminating, in Nashville next week.
Well, everything happens in Nashville. We all know that. It is the place to be this time of year. But Matt Holliday, potential first baseman, maybe? Do you see that as an option to maybe solve at least one problem?
No, I don't think we're going to see Matt Holliday at first base. And really that's because the Cardinals have so many other flexible options. I mean, you look at a guy like Stephen Piscotty, his ability to play either right field or first base really sets the Cardinals up well that as they look to address kind of an offensive hole in that other in another position, they can move Stephen Piscotty around. Brandon Moss, very similarly, can play the corner outfield or can play first base. You know, Matt Holliday, this has been a topic that's been kind of tossed around by fans for many years. Can Matt Holliday play first base? And the Cardinals have really never created any traction with that. They haven't had him work out there. They really haven't seen that as an ideal fit. You know, as you look at Matt Holliday's contract status, this is his last guaranteed year of his deal. He does have an option year following, but I think the Cardinals, you know, Matt Adams as well coming back, I think they have enough options at first base that they're pretty content in leaving Matt Holliday in left field and then trying to find a better fit in right field.
So there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of names, I guess, you could throw around as potential right fielders. You know, they're going to be, it's funny because last year, I think the year before, it was really difficult to find a good bat out in the market. And this year, it seems like there will be a glut of, you know, good hitters out there. Do you see the Cardinals coming away with, let's say, a big name, a body of some repute from this next week in Nashville, or do you think it's just be a groundwork laying sort of week?
No, I mean, I do think things could come to fruition again within the next 7 to 10 days, and that doesn't always work out that way. But again, you know, for the Cardinals, and it's been pretty clear from the organization since the onset of the off season, Hayward is a priority, and really I think the Cardinals are in somewhat of a holding pattern until Jason makes a decision on where he is to go. Again, the flexibility the Cardinals have in Stephen Piscotty and Brandon Moss would allow them to look at first base options should Jason Hayward decide to sign elsewhere. You know, Chris Davis is a name that we've heard thrown around a lot, and certainly for a team in the Cardinals through the last 2 years, ranked in the bottom five of teams in home runs and slugging percentage, you look at the potential in a bat like Chris Davis coming into this lineup, and you certainly dream of what he could bring on the power side. So they're going to be in the market for some of the bigger name players. Again, I do think that Hayward, maybe holding them hostage is a little harsh of a word, but they are going to have to wait to see what Jason does, I think, before they can move on to Plan B or Plan C. That being said, the organization is laying the groundwork for Plan B or C so they can act quickly if they need to.
Okay, and big pitching names out there, of course, as well. And I guess what we're really looking at is for a team that basically blew the doors off of baseball last year, they're looking to reload with some, I mean, you know, we're talking about some big names offensively, and the names on the pitching side, starting pitching side, are pretty darn impressive as well. I mean, they're really looking at loading up for Bear next year.
Yeah, I mean, this is a deep pitching market, and certainly the Cardinals' plans for their offseason changed a few weeks ago when it was determined that Lance Lynn would miss the 2016 season. He needed Tommy John surgery. So, you know, all of a sudden the Cardinals are without Lance Lynn, a guy who the last several years has been, you know, anchoring this rotation with 200-plus innings. John Lackey, who led the team in both starts and innings pitched, is a free agent and probably unlikely to come back. So when you think about this team needing to recoup some of those innings, they certainly, a club that has done so much grooming pitching from within and calling those guys up, they need to go outside the organization this winter and add to it. So looking maybe at the middle and lower tiers, maybe you get a value play. Maybe you just look for somebody that can eat up a lot of innings as a number three or four starter. So this organization still has starting pitching depth, but you do know that there's a number of these pitchers that will come into 2016 with some injury history or health questions. Carlos Martinez shutting it down early with a shoulder injury. Jaime Garcia, a long list of injuries in his career. Marco Gonzalez, Tim Cooney injured last year. Michael Wacha faded down the stretch. You know, you can go on and on with, despite the talent, I think there are some questions. That's one reason why the Cardinals, again, in light of the Lynn injury, do feel like they have to add from outside this winter.
You know, on the other end of the pitching equation is the catcher. And Yadier Molina got a new backup, and it's been a while. Cardinals go out and they signed Brian Pena, 2-year deal. And for Pena, he, like many catchers, has long looked up to Yadier Molina. But talk a little bit about this new arrangement behind the plate and the relationship between those two.
Yeah, I can tell you Brian Pena is so excited to be a St. Louis Cardinal. I spoke with him Monday evening after the Cardinals announced the signing. It was like talking to a kid on Christmas. So he is thrilled not to just join this organization, which he spoke so highly of, but also to play behind, as you mentioned, and somebody who he says he has long idolized in Yadier Molina. You know, and for the Cardinals, this really represents kind of a shift in their philosophy at that position. You know, this is a position that Tony Cruz has held as a backup catcher for the last 4 years. And really, it's a very unglorious position to back up Yadier Molina, who when healthy, starts 135 to 140 games a season. That's going to have to change. We've seen the last couple of years, injuries have bitten Yadi. He's not been able to finish the season healthy. And the Cardinals have said that moving forward, they want to be more proactive in building days off for him. And you know, with a guy like Brian Pena, I think they'll be a little more willing to do so. They said that they always trusted Tony Cruz and felt he could do a good job as a backup, but Brian Pena brings with him a little more experience. They like the fact that he's a switch hitter, particularly his numbers against right-handed pitching, they think can bode well in this lineup. So I would look for Yadi's workload to drop a little bit in this year and in coming years, but certainly with an eye on then keeping him healthy to and into October.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. You know, it's also going to be a very busy week next week in Nashville. Hey, real quick, just you know, for the ignorant ones of us out there, you know, when teams have the long run of success like the Cardinals have had and some of the players, you know, get a little older, while you can continue to reload, let's say like a Chris Davis, 30-year-old kind of guy, what's the status down below? Is there a lot of youth still coming? Are they still in real good shape like they have been so many years?
They are. I mean, you look at the pitching side, their top prospect, Alex Reyes, you know, unfortunately for the Cardinals, a couple weeks ago it was announced that he had been suspended, tested positive for marijuana. So he will actually miss the first 50 games of next year, which is really a blow to the Cardinals, who expected him at some point to contribute next year. And not to say that he can't, but certainly that's going to be a setback. But he is a special type arm, has drawn comparisons to Carlos Martinez. So certainly he's on the horizon. Aledmys Díaz, a kid they signed out of Cuba a couple years ago, shortstop, really bitten by injuries, but had a very strong Arizona Fall League and as well as a strong finish for the minor league season. So as you look at trying to find maybe some middle infield depth, certainly I think he's on your list. And then they added a couple names to their 40-man roster recently, being Kiefer, a left-handed pitcher that perhaps could fill a lefty specialist role, Charlie Tilson, a young outfielder. So, you know, this is an organization that has proven an ability to groom and develop talent and see that thrive at the major league level. And certainly I don't think they're going to have a shortage of it going into next year as well. What's unique about this offseason is the Cardinals have financial flexibility to basically do whatever they want. And there's, you know, a lot of talk about them maybe going big in both the pitching and hitting markets this year, which would be a rarity for an organization that has, you know, really just built from within and kind of supplemented from outside. I think this year might see a little bit more activity from the Cardinals from the outside.
Yeah, and that makes it just that much more interesting. As always, Jen, great stuff. I look forward to seeing you next week in Nashville.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Jen Langosch, this has been another edition, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.